Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Kurdish President Massoud Barzani said that as of 6 a.m. local time, 200 square kilometers had been taken from the Islamic State. The operation involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from a U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State for the past 2 years in Iraq and Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing for an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said that Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th for the free passage of civilians, evacuation of the sick and wounded, and withdrawal of fighters. He said there will be two corridors by which people can leave the city. Australia's treatment of asylum seekers amounts to torture under international law, according to a new report by the human rights group Amnesty International. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In strikingly direct terms, Amnesty International accuses Australia of deliberately inflicting suffering on refugees. Audrey Gogran is head of global issues at the organisation.
Essentially, they've chosen to treat women, men and children with unspeakable cruelty.
The group says many refugees have mental health problems, adding it has documented cases of self-harm and suicide. Australia says its tough policies are vital to halt people smuggling. Henry Ridgewell, London.
This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the U.S. election is rigged against him. He says Republican leaders are being gullible in discounting possible voter fraud that he says could hand the election to Democrat Hillary Clinton. Trailing in the polls 3 weeks ahead of the November 8th election, Trump disparaged what he called the dishonest and distorted national news media he said was advancing her candidacy. He complained about the coverage of 9 women and their claims that he made unwanted sexual advances on them. The country's top elected Republican official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, said over the weekend he is confident the states will carry out the election with integrity. On Monday, the Republican election overseer in Ohio called Trump's claim of a rigged election irresponsible. A new survey by the political website Politico and the polling company Morning Consult shows many Americans are skeptical about the integrity of the national election, with 41% of voters believing the election could be stolen from Trump. The editor-in-chief of the Kremlin-funded television network RT claimed Monday that all of the network's bank accounts in Britain have been closed. Margarita Simonyan did not say why the accounts had been blocked. However, there is an ongoing case involving claims against Russia from shareholders of the now-defunct oil firm Yukos. The case has led to freezes of Russian assets abroad, including those of the state media. After years of bitter legal wrangling, the Austrian government announced plans Monday to demolish the house where Adolf Hitler was born and replace it with a new building. Interior Minister Wolfgang Sobotka said in an exclusive interview with an Austrian newspaper that the Hitler house in the town of Braunau will be torn down. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled Tibet early Monday, followed by strong aftershocks. No casualties reported. Thailand's military government reaffirms its backing of a political roadmap for national elections in late 2017. A Thai government spokesman said the cabinet and administration were trying to ensure a business-as-usual approach to government going forward during the once-in-a-generation royal transition. The South Sudan Army says it killed more than 50 rebels and members of militia groups and wounded several others in fighting Sunday west of Malakal. Army spokesman Brigadier General Lal Ruai Kuang escorted a group of journalists over the weekend to the scene of the violence in the Upper Nile region. He said government forces inflicted heavy casualties on forces loyal to former First Vice President Riek Machar. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.